धारी यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजगाचार्य स्तुत्र सत अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजगाचार्य स्तुत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमनंदी हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेमर डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेमर डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सेमर डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौर। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Devahuti's Lamentation. And today we have text 57. Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumukshaya Bandhanat Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumukshaya Bandhanat Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumukshaya Bandhanat. Please chant. Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya Namumukshaya Bandhanat Saham Bhagavato Nunam Vanchita Mayaya Dridham Yatvam Vimuktidam Prapya नाम मुक्षे अबंदनात् साहं भगवतो नूनं वांछितामाया दृढं यत्त्वा विमुक्तिदं प्राप्य नाम मुक्षे अबंदनात् साहं भगवतो नूनं वांछिता मायया दृढं यत्त्वा विमुक्तिदं प्राप्य नाम मुक्षे अबंदनात् माताजी प्लीज साहं भगवतो नूनं वांछिता मायया दृढं यत्त्वां विमुक्तिदं प्राप्य नाम मुक्षे अबंदनात् साहं भगवतो नूनं वांछिता मायया दृढं यत्त्वा विमुक्तिदं प्राप्य नाम मोक्षे अबंदनात् वर्ड टू वर्ड प्लीज रिपीट सा दैट वेरी पर्सन अहम आई एम भगवता ऑफ द लॉर्ड नूनम श्योरली वंचिता चीटेड माया बाय द इल्यूसरी एनर्जी दृढ़म सॉलिडली यत बिकॉज त्वाम यू विमुक्तिदम हु गिव्स लिबरेशन प्राप्य हैविंग अटेन्ड नाम मुक्षेया I have not sought liberation. Bandhanat from material bondage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. My Lord, surely I have been solidly cheated by the insurmountable illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For in spite of having obtained your association, which gives liberation from material bondage, I did not seek such liberation. Purport. An intelligent man should utilize good opportunities. The first opportunity is the human form of life. And the second opportunity is to take birth in a suitable family where there is cultivation of spiritual knowledge. This is rarely obtained. The greatest opportunity is to have the association of a saintly person. Devahuti was conscious that she was born as the daughter of an emperor. She was sufficiently educated and cultured, and at last she got Kardama Muni, a saintly person and a great yogi, as her husband. Still, if she did not get liberation from the entanglement of material energy, then certainly she would be cheated by the insurmountable illusory energy. Actually, the illusory material energy is cheating everyone. People do not know what they are doing when they worship the material energy in the form of goddess Kali or Durga for material boons. They ask, Mother, give me great riches, give me a good wife, give me fame, give me victory. But such devotees of the goddess Maya or Durga do not know that they are being cheated by that goddess. material achievement is actually no achievement. Because as soon as one is illusioned by the material gifts, he becomes more and more entangled, and there is no question of liberation. One should be intelligent enough to know how to utilize material assets for the purpose of spiritual realization. That is called karma yoga or jnana yoga. Whatever we have, we should use as service to the Supreme Person. It is advised in Bhagavad Gita, Svakarmana Tam Abhyarcha. One should try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's assets. There are many forms of service to the Supreme Lord, and anyone can render service unto Him according to the best of his ability. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 23rd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Devahuti's Lamentation. And that's the last verse of this chapter. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhubhya eva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Nama. Hare Krishna, I'm sure everyone is fully recharged by a long weekend of remembering Srila Prabhupada, celebrating Srila Prabhupada. And this is like just never stops. We just continue. And so here we are hearing again from Mother Devahuti. And she's actually lamenting her position. But we remember hearing from previous verses how she herself is a yoga lakshana. She's very spiritually very advanced personality. She's not like a conditioned soul who is lamenting their misfortune or is stuck in some materialistic situation and they are lamenting that. No, Mother Devahuti's lamentation is very transcendental in nature. And she's explaining in the purport, this is a very important point Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, that the material energy is cheating everyone. The illusory material energy is cheating everyone. I don't know how many of us think before coming to Krishna consciousness, we were actually being cheated. I used to think I'm very intelligent, I'm very smart, really. And it took quite a bit of work to understand that we are not actually that smart. But one cannot understand this unless one comes to devotional service, unless one gets the association of a Mahatma. Mahatmas. So a Mahatma who is very absorbed in spiritual practice, in remembering Krishna. That's what Kardama Muni is showing. You know, he is a family man, but his consciousness is so advanced, he could do so amazing things. And at the same time, he is not attached. And here now we are hearing Devahuti. She's expressing her position. And by showing her lamentation that I had such a great fortune that I could have achieved liberation if I actually associated properly with my husband, who is such advanced devotee, and who can do, like, materialistically, he can do so many magical things that not any person can do, but I go distracted with those qualities of him, and I lost track of time, as we heard in some previous verses. They actually lost track of time at one point. So many springs passed. And now she is expressing that, oh, I have lost all this time, but he's still there. So I should ask him for something more valuable. So material energy is cheating us in two ways. And so one is, there are the two aspects of material energy, how it covers living entities. So one is the covering potency, and another is the throwing potency. First, the covering potency, it covers our spiritual knowledge. And we develop false ego, and we think, I am very intelligent, and I am very powerful, and I can do whatever I want, and I can achieve whatever I want. I can manifest things. And from there, we get involved more fully in relating with, first we get this idea that I am this body, and everything related to body is my family, and the country and the society and the friends and the love and happiness, we seek all that. And then by engaging us in this way, it's actually throwing us in greater illusion. So that's how the material energy is operating. And majority of people, they are thinking they are living a great life. But here we hear from Mother Devahuti that she felt she was being cheated. And I'm sure many of us have experienced how it feels when you are being cheated. So it's not the greatest experience to be going through. But we can see, like, most people are pretty happy living in that way, being cheated every moment. Actually, there is another verse in Bhagavatam. It says, like, the rising of the sun, people think sunshine is so good, it lights up the whole world. But every rising and setting of the sun, it's taking our life away from us. But he says, one who is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in bhakti yoga, it doesn't affect them. So they become immune. So that's why all these pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are reminding us of our situation in this existence, in this world. And all these Mahatmas, they are reminding us how to live in this world, but off this world. So we can learn from this. Prahlad Maharaj, he actually says that, we recently celebrated Narsingha Chaturdasi. So one of the famous verses is, Komara Acharet Pragyo. So one should start learning this thing at the age of Komar, at a very young age, 5 years, in childhood. Because what happens, we can see children, how fast they learn. They learn by seeing others, they learn by hearing others. So their intelligence is very sharp. So if one starts learning these things at young age, then one develops positive samskaras. Samskaras means deep impressions. So these deep impressions, they are embedded in them. And even when they grow up, it would be easier for them to stick to these spiritual practices. Because once you get to certain age, the hormones become, like, so many times powerful, and one is pushed. That's the pushing of the material energy, which pushes living entities in all different ways to do all kinds of crazy things. And then people wonder, oh, I didn't want to do this. How did I end up doing this? So Prahlad Maharaj, he is saying one should start it at young age because Durlabham Manushya Janma. He is saying that this human form of birth is very difficult to attain. One has to go through so many cycles of birth and death, so many evolutions to come to human state of life. But if one does not take full advantage, then imagine how much we are being cheated. Because he says that although this is temporary, but there is a lot of value to it. Because we can attain the highest goal of life. We can attain pure consciousness. We can attain spiritual consciousness. And we can establish ourselves in our original position. Because if we don't do that, then we will be caught in this illusion and we will be going down and down, deeper and deeper. And that's why he's saying that although it is temporary, but it's still very valuable. We can attach a lot of value to all the material assets, but the material assets are temporary. Like here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying that, you know, many people, they worship different demigods. And why do they worship them? Because they are expecting some material benefits. Maybe they want to be wealthy, or they want to have like a name and fame. They want to have a high position for various reasons. But generally, if we consider, they are all temporary reasons. Even if they have them, that's still temporary. And so the benefits one gets by worshipping the demigods, they are temporary. Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 7, in text 23, he mentions that antavattu phalam tesham. All these fruits that the demigods give, they are actually temporary in nature. So one is putting their life energy in earning some temporary things. But Prahlad Maharaj, when he glorified Lord Narsingdev and he pacified him with beautiful prayers, and then Lord Narsingdev, he became very happy with him, and his anger was pacified, and he was like holding him, you know, like putting his hand on his head and like caressing him. So like a lion would caress a cub. And then he tells him that it's my pleasure pastime to give benedictions. So there is this verse in the 10th canto, 7th canto, chapter 10, text 4. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, Lord Narsingdev, please consider my background. I'm born in a demoniac family, like in a very, my father was so materialistic. He practically owned the three planets. But still, all the three planetary systems, still he wasn't satisfied. So I personally witnessed this thing. And again, you are alluring me with the same benedictions. So please don't allure me in this way. Because you have brought me to show pure devotion. And so let's do that. I don't want to look like a merchant that, you know, I am offering you some devotional service. So please grant me this, please grant me that. That's like a mentality of a merchant. That's what Prahlad Maharaj is saying. I mean, for ordinary persons, it's like, you know, how can you do that? I have so many responsibilities to take care. So I do need things. How can I not ask? So, and that's how we see Prahlad is actually in such an advanced consciousness. Like, how many persons can actually do that? When the Lord is there, he's saying, you can ask whatever benediction. And he's saying, I do not want benediction. But later he actually said that if you really want to give something, then I know, although my father, He's already been purified by your touch. But still, because he did so many things, even against your devotees, and I'm sure that must be very offensive. So please kindly forgive his offenses. That's a Mahatma. And so we can remember all these qualities, and we cannot be where Prahlad is, but just by hearing these about these pastimes of the Lord with his devotees, by hearing these loving exchanges, how the Lord deals with his devotees, we can develop attraction to devotional service. And actually, in one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada says, by hearing these histories of Prahlad, we can develop the same intensity in our devotional practice. And that's why he established this system, so we hear Bhagavatam every day. I was remembering this story, actually, Srila Prabhupada, he mentions this in one of the purports. Sometimes the Mahatmas can also cheat. So I'm remembering this story yesterday, how Sanatan Goswami, actually there was a devotee of Lord Shiva. So he was praying to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva got pleased with him. As we know, one of his name is Ashutosh. He gets very easily pleased, and also he gets angered very easily. So he was very easily pleased with this person, and this person wanted to ask some benediction. So it was interesting. Lord Shiva said, actually, you can go to Sanatan Goswami and just ask him for the best thing he has. So this person approaches Sanatan Goswami and he asks him that Lord Shiva sent me to you to ask you for the best thing you have to offer. So Sanatan Goswami, he said, well, in that pile of dirt, there is a touchstone. You go there, take that touchstone, and that's for you. So that person took the touchstone, and he went home. And we know touchstone, if it touches iron, iron becomes gold. So he experimented it, but it clicked him certain point that, wait a minute, he had this thing in a pile of dirt, so he must have something more valuable. And that's when he thought, let me go back to him and ask him if he has something more valuable. So then he went back to Sanatan Goswami and he asks him, sir, I remember this thing you had in a pile of dirt. So I don't think this is the most valuable thing you have. I'm sure you have something more valuable. So what did Sanatan Goswami say? He said, okay, if you want something more valuable, then go and throw this in the river nearby and come back. So he came back, and then what did Sanatan Goswami give him? He gave him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we know Sanatan Goswami is, he gave us Brihad Bhagavatamritam. And he's like a very dear associate of Lord Chaitanya. We can imagine so many people worship Lord Shiva for getting material prosperity. But Lord Shiva sent this person, you approach Sanatan Goswami for the best thing. So we can understand how these advanced conscious personalities, they are teaching by their example, by all these wonderful pastimes. Just like Krishna, when Krishna comes, he performs these amazing pastimes and he attracts all his devotees. And devotees become so enthralled and their love develops so much. We can remember all these Vrindavan pastimes with the Brajavasis. So, at the same time, we have to be conscious of our own situation. You know, like we were in the festival, everyone is having great time, but again, it's Monday, and we are back to our normal schedule. So, we have to remember our situation, but At the same time, we can take advantage of these things, just like how Mother Devahuti, she's thinking, wow, I had this great opportunity and I missed it, but still there is a little bit of chance. So she's asking Kardamamuni. So same way, we may have lost a lot of time already, but we can take a moment, especially after this festival, we can take a moment, we can think, you know, how fortunate we are to have association of Srila Prabhupada, who changed lives of so many people in the world. There is a book one devotee compiled, and it has like, I think it's titled Acharya. It has a lot of pictures of Srila Prabhupada in different moods, and with every picture, there is a Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita verse related to that mood. So in one of that picture, it says like, just by smiling at someone, Srila Prabhupada could create so much attraction in that person's heart that they decided, I want to serve this person. So we can pray like that. We may develop such a powerful attraction to serve Srila Prabhupada. So that way we do not develop a desire to serve any other insignificant personality. Oh, that reminds me why. So just this one story of someone who became a great devotee from a situation where they were really caught up in the illusion very strongly. So it's in the 11th canto, Pingala. She was a night worker, a society girl. She was very beautiful. I mean, we can imagine in those days, you know, not everyone could access such facilities. Usually the kings and people who are very aristocratic. And so one night she got so frustrated that no one wanted to see her. And that was her moment. She got so frustrated, she thought, wow, I've been wasting my time all this time. I've been trying to make money and, you know, have some pleasurable time with these people. But she's saying that I served these insignificant people for so long. But today I had this moment of realization. And she's saying actually that maybe I did something unknowingly that the Lord was pleased with me, because of which I had this moment of little detachment from all these activities. Because usually she was very drawn to it. But this day, when she had no result, she felt great detachment. And that's when she said this beautiful prayer. Maybe I'll just end with this one prayer she said. Pretty much it translates to, she's saying that the Lord who is so close to me, He's there in my heart. But all this time, I completely neglected Him. And I was looking outside for happiness, for love, for pleasure, for satisfaction, for prosperity, all those things. But all those things are actually being awarded by the same person who is there within my heart and who is the closest to me. But still, I have been so ignorant, so foolish, that I am looking away. So that's the condition. That's what the illusory energy does to us. It makes us look away. In one talk I heard from my spiritual master, he was saying that the living entity, that when they are in illusion, they look away from Krishna. So we are very fortunate here. We have very beautiful deities. Like whenever you come here, you feel like you can look at them for a few minutes at least, if not long. You know, the devotees, they are putting so much effort. And just by looking at the deities, you feel so attracted But when we go out, we can forget this because our memory is very short. So that's why we have to engage in all these processes and get the association of Mahatmas. Especially we have to remember Srila Prabhupada so much. I mean, that cannot be emphasized even after all this festival enough. So, because just by remembering him, we can remember Krishna. And someone was telling me yesterday that probably it's part of one of the videos or something they watched. They were saying, someone asked Srila Prabhupada that what if we remember, can we still go back to Godhead? And Srila Prabhupada sat back, kind of thought for a moment, and then he said, yes. So, by remembering Srila Prabhupada, it's easier because he's so easier for us to relate to. Krishna may be a little far, he's on the altar. To get close, you have to have a Brahmin thread, so many things, you have to be very clean, but Srila Prabhupada is very approachable. So, these were some of the things. I know there are so many more things, but I will stop here. There is like 1 or 2 minutes. If anyone wants to share some reflections, some realizations on this verse, because it's like the last verse in this chapter. So please feel free to share something or anything you remember from the festival, hearing about Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Looks like everyone is very satisfied. So, we'll just conclude here. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.